All right, the DOC is in the house here with us on a Tuesday afternoon. So again, what I want to talk about is how legitimate the 6-2 record is. We've given you a couple of like, hey, in 2018 they were 6-3. I think they were weren't 6-2 because I know that. Because it's the first time they've been 6-2 since 2008. In 2008, I wasn't covering the team, but I was living here in the area. I was working for MLB Radio, so I was loosely paying attention, but I wasn't significantly paying attention, and I just know they weren't a legitimate 6-2. I feel they are a legitimate 6-2, even though they have blemishes. And, Doc, I was just writing something for Command Post, a Rick Snyder production, by the way, available via subscription. If you're a Commanders fan, you should sign up, digital and in print newspaper magazine. Rick's great. He does a tremendous job. So I was just writing something up last night for the edition that's coming out next week. And, you know, basically it was about making the playoffs and whatever. And I said, look. They're 6-2 right now, but they've got to, as we touched on in the first segment, they've got to clean up the red zone issues. Again, it's two games where they have had massive red zone issues at home, and they've won both games. You're not going to be able to get away with that much more. Maybe you can get away with it one more time, but you have got to make sure you clean that up, and we can diagnose some of the reasons why. But part of the reason I think you were able to get away with it is because of what you mentioned during the first segment of the show. Did you realize that, and I was there watching it, and I remember him swallowing up Caleb Williams early in the game, and they didn't give him a sack. They called it a run play for whatever reason, I guess because Caleb kind of, you know, jutted forward. You realize that Jerzon Newton, who ran out of feet to have surgery on, who was not available for week one because he was so injured, who they had to slowly ramp up, had 7 quarterback pressures, according to PFF. 7.
Yeah,
seven.
He is what Warren Sapp had. There's a few guys who in his not real tall, he's super athletic, but the old guy who wore 99 with the Rams had it too. And it's like in a small space area, just highly explosive.
Yeah.
And he's just getting started.
Yeah.
His best is yet to come. Big Phil, I'm dude. And as they go, then the future Hall of Famer in the middle will even be better.
You're talking about Bobby Wagner?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just want to make sure that I
No, because he needs assists.
Right, right.
Bobby's at the point right now where the better they play, then he can be dominant.
Yeah.
But he needs a little bit of assist from them.
Yeah.
And then it just starts to roll itself together. You get more safety play. I'm a St. Juice guy. Love the Wolverine, the way the Wolverine is out there playing for him. This defense is elevating itself. Joe Witt Jr., he never shied away from it when it wasn't working. They've continued to keep swinging. And they're doing it as a group. And they're not running their mouths. They're running their legs. Yep. And they're just – it's a beautiful thing to see if the offense will just do its part.
How crazy is that, what you just said? If the offense just does its part. Think about how that narrative has changed a little bit here. Right. And to me, I think, listen, I want them to be better in the red zone. There's no doubt. I worry about some things that others don't worry about, whatever. But I've been saying since week 3, Monday night, and even the week 2 win, where I think they gave up too many rushing yards, but and yes, they would have lost if Graham Gano didn't get hurt, but they only allowed 18 points. While everyone and their mother has been screaming about DVOA. Every radio show on our two stations, every guy on Twitter, every blogosphere, the Twitterati, all that.
Does that include DVOA? You know
Do you know what DVOA is?
Does that include you know who?
It includes everybody.
Him too?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know what DVOA is, right? Yeah. Okay. I'm not saying it has no value, and literally it does because it's called defensive value over average or whatever it's called. But the bottom line is, everybody was screaming about DVOA and this, that, oh, how horrible they were. And I said, look, they only allowed 18 points against the Giants. On the Monday night game against Cincinnati, they got off the field three times in the first half, forced field goals. One of them were missed. And then they were inches short on fourth and one from the 1 yard line, in which they did allow a touchdown, but that barely got over. I'm not going to kill the defense for that. And then the next week, 5 days later, they allowed a fourth and goal on just an unbelievable throw from Kyler Murray and an outstretched catch by Marvin Harrison Jr. And that was it. Then they shut them down pretty much the rest of the game outside of one bad drive. So I've been leading the charge, the band, what have you, that the defense is underrated and is being overlooked. You just brought up Joe Witt Jr. He has gotten more comfortable with his personnel. They lose Jonathan Allen 2.5 weeks ago, along with Dorrance Armstrong, who missed three quarters of that game in Baltimore.
Hammer.
And the Carolina game. Mm-hmm. And granted, you probably didn't need him against Carolina. But Joe Witt Jr. has crafted a defense now, Doc, has crafted a defense that I think has seven guys with multiple sacks. Seven. Mm-hmm. I believe that's number one in the NFL. Mm-hmm. And they're starting to take the ball away a little bit more. Not good enough.
Well, it was better than it was. It was nothing.
Now absolutely.
The tap is on.
Exactly. But they won a game. How many turnovers did they have, takeaways did they have on Sunday night? None, right? I don't remember.
The one.
Yeah, the one. The fumble at the goal line. Mm-hmm. So they only had the one. Ideally, I would like them to have two. But they are winning games and controlling opponents and shutting down opponents without having to over-rely on getting takeaways, without having Jonathan Allen, with missing Dorrance Armstrong, who's their best defensive end, until he got injured for basically two games. Again, Jonathan Allen's now missed two-plus games. Mm-hmm. Johnny Newton was slow to come around. Fedarian Mathis was almost cut. In almost everybody's eyes, he was viewed as a Ron Rivera bust, as a second-rounder. Bobby Wagner was a little slow to get going. Jeremy Chinn, I mean, your guy Linnell, wanted to basically kick Jeremy Chinn in the old onions after 2 weeks. Everybody hates Benjamin's. I shouldn't say everybody hates. A lot of people don't like Benjamin St. Just in the fan base. Everybody wants Emmanuel Forbes to get the Jamin Davis treatment. Jamin Davis was cut. Think about all the things that has happened on this defense, and think about where they are right now. And some of it is opponent induced, yes, and some of it is, hey man, the Bears really screwed up, and the Bears really kind of, you know, made a mistake that you shouldn't. And by no means are the Commanders a great defense at this point, but they are not just an adequate defense at this point. I think they're a fairly good defense at this point. I think they're above average.
They're winning. And all they have to do is be good enough to win the game.
Yeah.
That's all it requires. And then the offense give them a little more help. It would have been 30-0.
Yeah.
So that was a disappointment. The part that teed me off was that we almost let that opportunity slip away, but we didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's a life lesson. Hopefully they will understand how close it was. I guarantee you that you don't want to be where Chicago is right now. That's a acid indigestion.
Oh, yeah.
That flight back was horrible. You can't imagine how they're lower than whale manure.
Yeah.
And now what we got to do now is go by, break the tape down critically, and then get better and keep the foot on the pedal. And I'm really looking forward to this week even more so, because until we control the division, we haven't done anything. Because you got to win the division. And that's why I'm glad. And we'll also have our manhood tested over the next 2 weeks.
After this week.
Yeah, that thing in Pittsburgh is coming.
Yeah.
And
well,
so if you think you are all that you can talk about, you can put on your little black, you all that stuff you want to dress up like Halloween, do all that. But in 2 weeks, brother, the test is here. And that's what it's all about, getting ready for that.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're going to be. That's when your manhood will be tested.
Getting ready for that, and then Philadelphia 4.5 days later.
The season's on now.
In Philadelphia.
That's Halloween now.
You got to get through this.
All this,
this
was
make
believe up to this point. Yeah. Now it's on. All if right. you need to be incentivized now, you're in the wrong business.